Welcome back, you guys, to the Anime Z Podcast, podcast about anime for the anime community. My name is Z, as you guys all know, and today we're going to be getting into some juicy stuff. We got some quite interesting topics for us to talk about today. But first and foremost, I want to make an announcement. So tomorrow, on the podcast that I upload, we're going to have our first special guest. If you guys are familiar with any of the admin pages on the Instagram platform, we're going to be having Shonen Kingdom, otherwise known as James, on board for us to go ahead and record and, you know, have some interesting conversations. James is a very opinionated person, and he's the person that first introduced me to the algorithm of Instagram and helped me gain the followers that I have right now. So I thought there was nobody else that's better to have on first than him, you know? So he's going to come on and we're going to talk about some things. Like I said, he's a very opinionated person. He's very educated. So he has some very interesting takes, and I'm pretty sure on some of those, me and him have opposing views, so it might make for interesting conversation, you know. So just wanted to put that out there, let you guys know. So that's something to look forward to on tomorrow's podcast. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into something more involving anime. So we have Jujutsu Kaisen, who just recently won the Crunchyroll Anime of the Year Award. So congratulations to MAPPA. Congratulations to the animation crew that's involved with Jujutsu Kaisen. That's a huge accomplishment, and that is a great show. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, I would recommend going and picking it up right now. The characters, the pacing, the plot, everything it's really good right now. And I think that they would have to try really hard at this point that it's gotten to for it to be bad in any way. It's just really good. Really complete story, and I enjoy it. So yeah, that's my personal anime recommendation for the day. So I appreciate you guys. Other than that, let's go ahead and talk about the condition of the anime community like right now. So I was thinking about it, and you know, I see a lot of people saying or talking about how they want to go into these anime worlds, or they would like give anything to live with these anime people, or like, you know, like all these waifus that they like dedicate their lives to, like wishing they really existed. And you know, I kind of sit back and chuckle whenever these things. It's not just with the anime community; it's really with every community. You know, Marvel, DC, like all these communities have all these super sought after characters, like these female characters or these male characters. And you know, for us to be regular people, we really do seem to think that if we were to somehow get into these situations with these people, that we would just be like automatically one that they pick, like. I don't know, I'm kind of guilty of it too, because if I were ever blessed enough to be in the presence of Rin Tosaka, I'd probably faint, and I'd probably give almost anything to be, like, just to breathe the same air that she's in, that she's breathing. But, I mean, at the same time, it can get kind of irrational at times. I don't know, because let's be honest, for all of my, like 02 is a popular one. If 02 came up, or if you went up to 02, what are the real odds that she would actually think to talk to you or give you the time of day? Like the regulars in those animes get completely ignored and just like pooped on constantly. So I mean, from us being regular people, like how would that work? What would we do to catch their eye? We don't got no powers, none of that. And I mean, me, I'm built a little different, you know, so I might have some powers or something. So I might be able to pull a dream, but you know, I'm like that. I got it like that. But you guys, I don't know, you guys are a little normal, so no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested to know, like the thought process that goes behind that. What do you think you'll be able to do to catch the attention of your anime waifu? So if you guys want to, I want you to think about that question. And if you feel like you want to, I would say DM me on Instagram. At DBZRNYT, DM me. I want to know what you guys would do, how far you guys would go to get the attention of your waifu if she happened to pop across you, or she came into this world, like, and you had no other choice. You had one shot. Well, what would you do? Send me that. I want to know. And not just your waifu, even if you watch something else, even if it's from something else, like Marvel or DC or whatever, send me that. I'm interested to know, because I already know I'd go through a lot to catch Rin's eye. But, anyway, moving on to a more serious part of that, a lot of us really wish that we could be in anime worlds. We could, you know, really wish there was like a portal or something in the anime world. I see a lot of posts about this, a lot of people talking about it. saying, you know, if I could just spend one day in Dragon Ball Z or whatever. And, like, Dragon Ball Z is a popular one. And, like, a follower that I have on Instagram really pointed this out to me the other day. You have to sit back and realize, just because these are like cartoonies or these are animated shows, like, that doesn't mean that everything's fine and peachy. And I know, like, on the outside, obviously, you know that. But a lot of these situations that people are in are way more bleak than what we actually, you know, recognize. Like, there's this one follower, he commented, he goes, you know, you would think people would stop wishing they'd be in the world of Dragon Ball Z when they realize that civilians are in, like, a constant trap, a reoccurring cycle of being, like, killed and brought back to life over and over again and not knowing why and what's going on. And, you know, it's just stuff like that. When people say stuff like that, it makes you think, man. That's so insane when you think about it like that. So I don't know if there's anybody out there that's listening that hasn't seen Dragon Ball Z, but as you know, Earth is destroyed quite often in Dragon Ball Z. I think right now it's been like 3 times that it's been destroyed. Once by Boo, once by Frieza, and something else happened. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's 3 times though. Or maybe it's 2. Anyway, you guys get the point. Earth's been destroyed more than once. People have died. And when you really think about it, those people are being killed, like suffering agonizing deaths, being like destroyed by Earth-sized implosions and explosions. And then they come back to life and then just all of a sudden they're just back. And I mean, what are the odds that they don't remember that pain or that experience, you know? It's scary. And I don't know, you can't really think it's a dream or whatever. I don't know. There's quite a few shows like that where people can be brought back to life, or like civilians are you know, not a part of the world and don't really know what's going on. And I don't know, like, if you think about it, like, something really could be going on like that here in our world and we just wouldn't know about it. I'm pretty sure there are plenty of things that go on in everyday life that we don't necessarily know about, you know. But yeah, I mean, that really made me think. So shout out to you. I don't even remember your at, but you really made me think, man. That was insane. But I mean, also thinking about it, these people that want to go into these anime worlds and really want to go see these people and be and exist with these main characters and stuff, like, obviously, if we jump into a portal, we're not going to jump in as super powered, super strong people. We're going to be normal people, you know? And in a lot of these worlds, your chances of survival are pretty low, like extremely low. I can think of a few off top that I would not want to go to. One of them being Attack on Titan. I definitely wouldn't step foot near Attack on Titan, even though I like Pieck. And I like Mikasa, and I like Eren. I like all these people, but man, my chances of being eaten by a Titan are way more substantial than me getting anywhere near Mikasa or like anybody that I would want to meet in that world. Like, it's so, the chances are so not in my favor in that situation. What's another one? Jujutsu Kaisen. There's literally demons walking the streets. I know you guys saw that one episode where I forgot the demon's name, but he has a volcano forehead. I forgot his name. I just knew he was going to get bodied by Gojo, so I didn't really invest in remembering his name. But he's literally in a restaurant just sitting there. And people just start catching on fire. Like, they just spontaneously combust. From a human's perspective, that's what you would say it was. Just, they just caught on fire. You don't know what's going on. Like, stuff like that happening, like, really discourages me from wanting to visit any kind of anime world. Let's see, what's another one? Dragon Ball Z, the Earth is in peril constantly. The universe is constantly threatened. Like, every arc, like, and usually, typically, there's like a year to 3 years between each arc. Like, every year to year and a half, like, you're just, like, thinking, like, dang, I wonder when the next universal or world level threat is coming. Like, that sucks. I don't know. I'd much rather go into a slice of life anime type situation where I'm like at a school where I have to compete with somebody or something. I don't know. Or like a sports anime. I'd rather be in a sports anime if I was gonna be in an anime at all. I mean, I just can't see myself risking my life if a portal opened right now. I'm definitely not going to any of those action animes. I'm definitely not going to Demon Slayer's another one. I definitely wouldn't go there. Could you imagine just going in and there's, you know, just demons just like sprinkled all throughout the land, and you just like vibing, and you just get, I don't know, throat checked by a demon. Like, what are you gonna do? can't make it back to the portal, you probably get killed before you make it back. Like, let's be real here. Let's see, what's another one? I couldn't even see myself in anything like Naruto. Like, a lot of the themes and the things that happen to the characters are terrible. You got people like trading eyes like they're trading Yu-Gi-Oh cards in middle school, man. That stuff was so bad. Like, Sasuke, for example, I don't know if you guys remember that Genjutsu that he was in, or that he put Itachi in when Itachi thought he was going to take Sasuke's eye. And he was just going to walk up and just pluck it out. Just take it. And then take his eye out and like, throw it in there. Like some of the norms and stuff in these worlds are just... There's no way. I just... Me being a normal person, like, I don't think I could see myself even trying to do that. It's insane, man. But yeah, I mean, as far as... all these people that want to visit different worlds, like, I think it's a swell, wonderful idea, and of course I'd want to, you know, talk to Goku. Of course I want to, you know, interview Aaron, take a picture with him, take a selfie with him, whatever. Of course I want to have Goku teach me how to throw a Kamehameha wave. Do I want to risk going there, though? No. So my immediate solution would be to bring Goku here. Although I can't guarantee that Goku wouldn't make our reality implode on itself, because obviously Goku starts charging up and create... I don't know, man. There's risk with both sides, man. And I don't know. I just think it's best to keep our worlds separate. I say that as if it's actually possible to go into, like, a 2D world. Speaking of that, there are actually... Did you guys know there's actually a cult of people that claim that they have the secret to traveling between 2D and 3D worlds? And they are planning, apparently, to use that technology to travel to the world of anime. Nuts, right? Yeah, nuts. I wanted to give that little cut of silence so you guys could, like, sit there and just, you know, take in what I just said. Yeah, they think that they can travel between 3D and 2D worlds, which, I don't know, from an actual scientific standpoint, might not be something that's completely impossible. I'm not familiar with it, but traveling from the world of fiction to the world of nonfiction, or from the world of nonfiction to the world of fiction, I don't think it's something that's fathomable at all. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a scientist or a, you know, a nuclear physicist or any of that crap. But, you know, some of the stuff that's being put out on the internet these days is just kind of absurd. You know? I don't know. I don't know where these people, like, get the balls to put this stuff out there. Like me, I'm definitely a reserved person. There's no way I would ever go out on the internet and say, yeah, so I definitely know how to, you know, teleport you people to the world of Dragon Ball Z, because, yeah, I'm just that motherfucker. Like, nah, I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. But anyway, I think that's going to wrap this one up. I just want to talk to you guys about some of this stuff. Like I said, if you guys feel like DMing me on Instagram, my DMs are always open and I always respond. No matter how many followers you think I have or whatever, it's never anything to reply to you guys. Shoot, I'll take phone calls, text messages, all that. I love talking to you guys about anime and different anime opinions. So, I think that's going to wrap it up for this video, or for this podcast video. I'm stuck on YouTube mode. But anyway, yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this one. Make sure you guys leave a like or subscribe, or, you know, follow me on Instagram. Anything and everything helps. I appreciate you guys being here to listen, and I just want to say thanks, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast, episode 4 tomorrow. Peace, guys.